This is Avi Uniglick, your tech concierge, and you're listening to the original anchor station providing tech talk tips and observations. I invite you to be part of the show. If you've got questions, I've got answers. Just call in, comment. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Stay tuned. More tech talk tips coming right up. It's October 25, 16, and time for your Tuesday Tech Talk tip. Looking at your anchor profile, that section at the top of your screen where you have your convos, your likes, your followers, and your following. And I want to talk about something that I created called the Anchor Report Card. I didn't really create it. I just thought about it a little bit. And I said to myself, what do these stats tell us, really? When you look at your followers, it basically says these are people that may be interested in what you have to say. They're following you for whatever reason. They may have been a follower because you followed them, not interested in your stuff at all, but they wanted to reciprocate. Or they're following you, you're not following them. That might mean that they're interested a little bit more than that. The convos section is the one I want you to look at, though. That's the one that shows those waves that you've participated in other people's waves. Critical. I think that is the mandatory section. And the more lists of items you have in that convo section, the probability is you are more successful here on Anchor than someone that has less. Your likes doesn't mean that much, okay? When you get likes, we used to get a tally of how many likes. Some people can still see them in the older versions, but likes are nice, but I'll tell you what, the more you participate and give other people likes, that's what you want to do, and that's what the combos and likes section are like. I'd like to hear from you. What do you think is a good way to evaluate performance here on Anchor, if you're even interested in that? You might be here to socialize and don't care, but I'd like to hear that too. Let me know. Go out and make some waves. It's Throwback Thursday 2017 on October 25th. And what did we say? Last year was the previous segment you heard. We were talking about Anchor version 1 when we had more stats in the profile section than we currently do here on Anchor version 2. However, my recommendation was similar then as it is now. The more you are active in other people's stations, the more active you are here on Anchor. Just broadcasting doesn't just cut the mustard. Sure, you might put out good content. People may listen to it. People may interact with you. But you know what? It takes two to tango. You have to interact with others and make sure that you are participating and elevating other stations to where they need to be, just as you wish you were, right? You're a broadcaster. You love when you have people listen to you, like you, favorite you, and applaud. But you know what? You have to do the same. Not everybody comes to you. You have to go to them. All right? That's what it's all about. And I'd like to hear from you today. Anchor version 2, where do you find your success? Where do you feel that your best time is spent being active here on Anchor? What gets you the most satisfaction? It's really about the satisfaction you get from the socialization that you do on any social app. It's not about stats. It's not about being in the top 20 list. It's not about anything more than what you find valuable. If you find value in being in the top 20, if you find value in getting more applause, more likes, more favorites, fine. I love it. There's no right or wrong answer here on Anchor, but it's all about whether you can define your success in a specific way. And I'd like to hear from you today on this Throwback Thursday. Let's talk about it. Okay, Google, what day is it?
It is Thursday, the 26th of October, 2017.
Alexa, what time is it?
The time is 7:17 a.m. Hey, this is Maria from Strong Body, Strong Soul, and I'm calling in response to your question, what do I find the most valuable for me on Anchor? I like the call-ins. I like it when people call in to me, but I love listening to people on here and being able myself to push that call-in button right away and respond to what they're saying. I tell you though, I gotta do it quick because if I forget and the segment goes away, it's hard for me to find it again. So I'm just getting used to Anchor, but I'm really liking it, and I am really enjoying listening to other people out there and commenting on their stuff right away before I forget. Thanks so much.